Well, Aoife, looking ahead to the All-Ireland series now on a happy note, I suppose, after a great Ulster Championship, but this is a whole new ball game, really, isn't it, with the group stages?
Yeah, it's completely different now to what we're used to, so it'll be interesting going forward to see what happens. I suppose we had a good Ulster Championship, can't complain about it, but once it's done, and you have a day or two maybe to enjoy it, and then it's just the slate wiped clean, and then you're back at it again.
The lads obviously saw your success and wanted a taste of it. It's not too often a senior double comes to Donegal. Great times for football in the county.
Yeah, the men did great as well, obviously, and it just happened at the one time, and we aren't maybe as used to getting one cup maybe, or you know, but at the same time we're just happy to that we got our cup, and then whatever the men are doing, we're just happy for them to do what they're doing, and bring back more trophies hopefully as well.
As we said earlier though, it is about pushing on, and as I said, with the ladies football this year, we've got the groups, tough games now ahead in a tough group.
Yeah, I don't think there's any easy games going ahead now. I think it's a really open championship. Maybe, you know, we've got Dublin that are out in front there and we're all chasing them. But, you know, on any given day, anything can happen. And I'd say we've got Tipperary and Kerry, and that's going to be tough. Both two very tough games. And I think they're in quick succession. It's just one week after the other. So there's not much time for recovery either. So, look, we're happier definitely to have those group games in that stage in the championship. But, yeah, it'll be a test in time.
What are your thoughts on the fact that it's neutral venues? I guess we mentioned Tip and Kerry there. It would have involved a very long journey down from Donegal, at least one of those games anyhow. Not as long now, but on the flip side, if you had a home game, you'd get a good home support maybe. That's going to be diluted now by this the way these are structured.
Yeah, I suppose it's something that we haven't really given much thought to. We're just kind of concentrating on the actual matches themselves, but I guess it would be nice to have the home support, all right, but a lot of our supporters probably come from family, friends, they'll probably come anyway, and I think if we had to make a trip to Tipperary or Kerry, we could be complaining too, so I suppose it works itself out maybe in the long run. But I know the ladies, the LGFA now, they've been really promoting the games and trying to get as much support out to games as possible, and hopefully now we will see big numbers at the games, but I know maybe not just as much if it's a good distance, but look, it might be better for both teams all round, you know, when there are long journeys.
And you've had cracking crowds at provincial finals, the league final appearances you've made here in Dublin, Parnell Park in recent years as well. You know, there is a good support there for you.
Yeah, look, again, as I said, we're very lucky in terms of maybe it's all the large families and all that we come from, but there's a lot of family and friends and that, and hopefully now the more that football, ladies football's getting seen, the more support there will be for it. And there's definitely people coming to it now for it in itself, you know, because the football is really good and it's good to watch, and that's what you'd be hoping for, you know. And there are definitely the bigger games now, we would be seeing more supporters coming, so hopefully now over the next couple of months, some of the supporters are out, the men's can come along to our games as well.
I suppose I don't think a Donegal team's ever got to an All-Ireland Senior Ladies Football Final. You'd love if that happened this summer. Maybe getting closer and closer every year, but as you get closer, the championship gets competitive, more competitive year on year too.
That's it. Like, that's the great thing. Every year you're forced to step up more as a footballer yourself, like as individuals and as teams, because it is getting harder and harder. Now, our team would probably not have many years left, that particular group of players. But there's a good few in their 30s now, including myself. we don't have that many more opportunities, so we can't really be happy enough getting to quarterfinal or getting to semi-final. This year, for us, we want to be in Croke Park and in September, and that's the bottom line.